Well, good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1 The One KYMN. It is 10 o'clock high. What a glorious day we got going on today. Plenty of sunshine, maybe some cloudiness rolling in here this afternoon. A high today of 33. It's going to get a little windy out there, though. It's going to be about gusts of 20 to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of around 29. Breezy again with gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. For tomorrow, Sunday, partly sunny skies and a high of around 37. And for Sunday night, a 40% chance of rain. Mostly cloudy with a low of around 32. For Martin Luther King Day, rain and a high of about 37. 90% chance of precipitation, about a quarter to a half an inch possible for Monday. Monday night, rain and snow likely. 70% chance. Little or no ice accumulation is expected, but it's going to be miserable throughout Monday night, cooling off to 31. And then for Tuesday, a 30% chance of snow, mainly before noon, mostly cloudy with a high of 33. We've got pretty clear skies right now. Maybe, like I said, the clouds rolling in a little bit later here this afternoon. But nonetheless, we're at 19 with mostly sunny skies. We've got a really good program for you again this morning, hopefully. We've got weightlifting athletes. Liz Campbell and Evan Lowell will interview boys weightlifting. Toby and Caleb Graw, along with Tegan Melgren, and then Liz Campbell will have our scoreboard. We'll try to get Mike Lucraft on the phone today after a disappointing loss from last night, and then A.J. Reister will help us cover some of the swim and dive. But first and foremost, we bring you live in studio Coach Paige Haley. She's on one of these microphones here somewhere. We'll grab that one there if you will. How are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Let's talk a little hockey, a little girls' hockey.
Yes.
Let's talk about frustration. How does
Thursday?
you're a heavy competitor, and yeah. We know you played hockey and you played for the Gophers and whatnot. And how hard is it for you, seriously, to be sitting on the bench up there and watch things melt away?
I know, that's a great question. I don't really know how I do it, but what I do know is that it was kind of like watching a car accident a little bit on Thursday. The girls, we've acknowledged it, we've talked about it, so I'm safe to talk about it on the radio. Okay, like we've already had our team meeting, but we flushed the toilet. You know what that means?
Well, it means I'm going to ask you.
Symbolically, we flushed. Yes. We flushed the toilet.
Yes, I'm still going to ask you another question. So, 4-1 lead into the third. And they fired off three goals, just like nobody's business. And I know you talked about it, but what, I mean, can you as a coach break it down? I mean, they spread it out a little bit because they scored three times in the third period at the 7:21 mark. So you're halfway through the period before they scored, and then 6 minutes later. So it was it was a little sparse there. But then a couple minutes, not even a minute and a half after that, they tied the game up.
Right.
This takes me back to Orono.
Yes.
So, yes. You know, we were at the Orono game too, and it was very similar. And that was a hard-fought match. I mean, that was the first periods. I mean, it was they went up one, then you tied them, and then they went up two, and then you tied them, and then it went back and forth, mm-hmm. And it was a well-rounded contest. I thought.
Yeah, these last two games have been a lot, like very interesting games that have unfolded in front of us. Orono was great. They are very good. Ranked single A team. So I was happy with how it ended up with them. Obviously, you go into every game trying to win something. I didn't really know what to expect with Orono because the year before we lost, it was like 3-0 or 4-0, and it was they kind of like kicked our butt a little bit. So I thought that, you know, we had to come back twice during that Orono game. That was pretty tough. I thought that the girls actually did a very good job during that game, so I complimented them. I said, I know, like, losing in overtime hurts, and it's, like, not fun, and it's whatever, all the things, but I said we learned some good stuff, and I think that, like, our team got better And, you know, I can't really explain Thursday other than it's a perfect storm of section opponent, conference opponent. They beat us, or they upset us for the Big Nine title last year. There's a lot of emotion playing Owatonna for my team. And I know a lot of other Northfield teams with Owatonna, which is, you know, I'm from Red Wing. I grew up in Red Wing. Like, our rival was usually Northfield or New Prague about 10 years ago. So it's just funny being a part of it as, like, the coach. But the girls get really into it. And, you know, it was a good match. I mean, we went in there. We had a game plan. I came in and I was, like, running, like, this face-off play. We're doing this. We were all ready to go. And they executed it. They did a great job, period one and two. Period three, the wheels fell off. And, you know, I have Jeff to my left. He's been with our program for about 11 years. And Scott, my dad, and they're both, like, tapping me, and they're like, what's going on? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to figure it out right now. I told the girls, I said, I apologize. I probably could have taken a timeout earlier in the third period to maybe, like, just, but for whatever reason, I just thought that they would respond just because we have been all year, you know.
Well, I mean, it, like I said, you spaced them out in the third period there against Owatonna. So, I mean, at what point would you have called timeout?
I think I would have tried, after they scored that third goal, I probably should have just taken a timeout. I don't know why I didn't. I think, I was like, there's no way.
were they dominant in the third period?
No.
Was Owatonna more dominant?
No.
And that you're watching this unfold?
No.
Or?
It was like a couple bad turnovers. And, you know, like, I call them video casualties on my team. Like, we're going to watch it on video later, and you're going to be called out in front of everyone because you're the video casualty. So we had a couple of those. But I was like, you know, it's fine. Like, they're not... The thing is, with some of these girls, like, they already know what they did wrong.
Right.
You know, like, Ayla Puppy is a very talented hockey player. We didn't have Grace McCashin with us on Thursday, and she's one of the best D in the state. So, you know, not having her hurts defensively for our team. But I think there was just, I'm happy that this happened now on January 12th, because I think, you know, we're going to learn a lot and we'll take from it.
Well, I was going
to
say,
we have to. You know, we have to.
And I'm just being an announcer,
yeah,
play-by-play guy, standing at the top of the stairs. What I noticed most, both in, and I didn't, wasn't at the Owatonna game, but Buff or against Orono, was the defensive turnovers,
yes,
that I saw. And that cost you in overtime.
Yes. Yes.
The puck got thrown right out into the left slot. And it just laid there.
Yeah, I think, you know, right now I would say in January, we need to find a little more toughness. And that was not a sentence I ever had to use last year. So it's just interesting. You get a flip of personnel. People leave. New people come. And they just need to know it's okay to be, like, gritty and tough and stuff. So we're working on that. I think it's actually gotten better because it was pretty brutal at the beginning of the year. And I was like, you guys can, like, be physical. I think they're scared to not get penalties because that also has been not our strongest part of our game, as we've been in the box a lot. But, you know.
Well, they might as well own up to it. What the heck?
Well, that's kind of what we say. We're like, if you're going to go to the box, like, go to the box.
You know? Make it worth your while.
Yes. Like, you have to go sit there for two minutes.
No cheap shots.
No.
You know, none of that
no,
stuff. But if
no.
you're going to, you know, don't get to some no. goofy tripping absolutely. Penalty. Just yeah. get a roughing penalty.
Yes. Forget I can't it. Say it on the radio, but we have a name for that, for, like, those types of penalties. Slashing, interference, tripping, hooking. But, yeah, like, occasional, it's part of the game of hockey. It needs right. to be physical.
Yeah.
I mean, I have, like, the nicest girls, but I don't want them to be that way all the time.
Not on the ice, especially.
No.
Yeah, off the ice, they can be as nice as they
oh,
want to
fabulous,
be.
They're fabulous, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wait, now what do we got? Well, you got Benilde St. Margaret in St. Louis Park.
Yes.
So you're going to be traveling up there.
Right.
They don't suck.
No, they don't suck.
They're
so that's
good.
Why, you know, yesterday was very important. That we had a good practice. We had a good skate. You know, we didn't talk about it. I got on the ice. I started practice right away. We just skated for a good 45 minutes. And then we talked about everything after. And I was like, we have to kind of like figure this out because we play Blake on Benilde on Thursday. So it is. They don't suck. They are very good.
I mean, you had Orono, then Owatonna, and then now Benilde. So, I mean, these are big games. And you're coming up, like I say, you're coming off of those two losses. And, you know, you had a nice little win streak going there. You beat Eastridge and Farmington and Eastview. So these were big teams, too.
Big teams to win, big wins for our rank. I'm pretty sure we're ranked like 14th in the state right now, which I think is like very impressive. So, I mean, I don't know. I think we're doing good. Like, it's good competition. And, you know, we've had some tough losses, but it will all help in a month.
But going back to you.
Yeah. I don't like to. I'm trying to steer it away on purpose. Do you not see that?
Yeah, I am. That's why I'm annoying you. Do you go back and watch the tape? And
yes.
And when do you go back and watch the tape?
I usually don't watch it till the next day. And I don't. It just depends. Like, there's some games where I sit there and I watch the whole thing. And then there's times where I'm like, no, I just want to see, like, these parts because I can, like, replay the game. I've just been a part of a lot of different hockey games, a lot of different situations, a lot of big games in my life. So when something like Thursday happens, you're just like, I mean, it's hockey. That's my best answer for you. Is it hockey?
But you have no control of it.
No, I have zero control over it. You can't get on. Like I said, car accident. I watched it happen.
You can't get on the skates. You can't jump out there and help them. No. You can guide them. You can coach them. You can talk to them. But you can't physically get up. Do you ever have a sense like you wish you could just strap the skates?
Oh, of course. And I tell the girls that, like, I'm a coach that, like, I'll pop in there occasionally during practice and, like, you know, if a certain kid's gone on power play one, I'll jump in and, you know, fill in their spot for the day. Because it helps me, like, gauge, like, you know, there's lots of reasons why I do it. But, you know, in the middle of a game, in the middle of that, yes, of course I want to put, like, all the gear on, disguise myself as a 16-year-old girl.
Go out there and smash
somebody. Maybe kind of dominate, but everyone's like, but she's super slow. Like, we don't really get who that is. But I just, you have to let that go when you're a coach because you'll never get to do that, right. Ever.
Well, does that
bother
that,
me?
Was that creating anxiety and stuff like that for you? Or, I mean, are you able to sleep at night? Seriously.
That's what's funny is because of the three coaches on my varsity bench, I would say the two old men have a hard time sleeping at night. More than I do. Do I? Yes. I was up at 2 a.m. tossing and turning, thinking about, you know.
Having this interview.
Yeah. Yes. This interview, 10 a.m.
We were chatting at 1 a.m., by the way, just so you guys know. Right. Yes. We text and talk more than
I
know.
Yes. Yeah. So it does, like, I'm always thinking about them. I joke. I'm like, I'm obsessed with you guys. I'm always thinking about you. I am. But I have to find the balance of, like, not letting things, like, totally overtake me because it would drive me nuts. Well, it would drive me insane.
Then you teach preschoolers.
First grade.
First grade. So, yeah, you can't let the hockey eat you alive because those kids will eat you alive.
Yeah, and sometimes they do before I show up to the rink. But it's a funny combination. I love it, though. You know, 6-year-olds all day will do it, and then I go to the rink and deal with teenagers. So I don't think I could do it if I was in the high school setting as a high school teacher. And then most people do. That's the normal, right? Yeah. That's not my normal. And I kind of enjoy it.
So, yeah, you probably gives you a little bit of relief, too, because you don't have to deal with the players and teach them at the same time. And you're like, all of a sudden you look around and you go, oh, God, that's right. I guess that was a turnover. You got an F.
Yeah, right. So. I did have a moment, you know, and I can say this because Ayla's a very good hockey player, but we had a moment on the bench. She had a bad turnover and got scored on. And actually the player that scored it is a player that, you know, there's some emotional ties with that.
Yeah. Help win the game.
Yes. And I kind of looked at her and she was just like, what? Like, whatever. And I just was like, why? Like, why'd you do that? But she needs to have those moments because she's going to be on a very big stage in a couple of years.
Yeah, so it's that is a teaching moment. I'm
sorry.
Oh,
huge teaching moment.
And they have.
And I had them too. I had a million of them, right? Yeah.
But they have to be able to accept that when you talk about accountability on the ice and stuff like that, they have to accept, yeah, you made a mistake. Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Think about it and try not to, you know, try to avoid that situation.
Yeah,
you know?
I often try to, like, give the picture in their brain of a whiteboard. It's like in hockey, you have a shift, you're writing all over your whiteboard, and you get off, you have to just erase it. Because in hockey, it's just so fast. The next shift comes, you got to move on. So for things like that, like great learning moments, as much as I love learning moments, it's still like bites, but
it's
you know,
painful. Yeah.
But I will say, like, if this was going to happen, I'd rather it happen in this moment in time where we still have another conference game to play. We'll probably play them again in sections. We'll play them at home in a few weeks, but you know, I'd rather be in this spot. I mean, I'm just a coach. I have to find the light and the positive. Otherwise, I don't think I could do it all the time.
Do you have any tape on Benilde?
We do, actually. Yes. Coach LaPanta is kind of my scouter guy. He enjoys it. He'll go and scout, and he enjoys, like, figuring out, kind of picking apart teams and figuring out, like, I mean, the easy stuff is their lines and all that. But, like, face-offs are running, offensive zone stuff, whatever. So he'll come and he'll tell me all the things, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, let's work on that, and that. And we've already got some stuff. And the biggest part of this game on Thursday is that we're playing my best friend from college, someone I played college hockey with. That's why this game is on the schedule. Kelly Panic is the coach for Benilde.
She played with you?
She played with me. She's a two-time Olympian. She's a very interesting person. She's awesome. And she coaches for Benilde. And me and her were at a cabin this summer. And I was just like, are we good enough to play you yet? Like, I've been telling you guys about my team for the last 4 years. And we're good enough now. So we're going to...
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I would just like to keep the game interesting. I'm right. Kind of going into it like last year when we went and played Maple Grove. Like, we're going to go in and we're going to, like, there's going to be chaos. And we're going to love it. It's going to be great. We're going to have fun. You have to. Like, because I don't really know what to expect with that game. Right. But I bet we'll play with them and hang with them. And we'll make things interesting. We usually do.
So. Well, you do, like I said, you get Ayla puppy, and this is an opportunity, is a stage for her to step up as well.
Yes, and it's very different games. You know, like if Ayla's playing in a game, or even like Grace or any of my other players that are, you know, hockey is a big passion of theirs, they'll, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but the difference between... like a game, like if we play a Red Wing or an Austin, or it's the truth. And then when we play these big teams, they have to play kind of a different style of hockey, and they have to play big girl hockey. That's what
right.
I tell them.
Right.
So Thursday is big girl hockey. They know it. And I'm pretty sure they're dialed and ready to go.
Is Benilde pretty fast too?
I'm going to just assume Benilde is fast. They
and
are
big.
Strong. And they are big. They have a good everything. Just, you know, I know Kelly Panic, and I know that she'll do a good job.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, sounds interesting.
It will be very interesting, and okay. It'll be fun.
Well, it's coming up on 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. So
that long? I'm sorry.
I know. Listen to you just ramble. I mean, you should get some sleep at night.
Is that what's going on?
I think that's what it is.
Yikes.
I think you're sleep deprived.
Probably a little bit.
And you're just
bit.
Rambling a little
yeah.
bit. But it's understood. Again, Orono and Owatonna, two tough losses. And it, yeah, I felt the pain, let alone.
Thank
I
you.
Can imagine.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. So it was a tough loss indeed. And it was tough to call it. So,
yes.
But needless to say, Benilde, it'll be fun. You know?
Yes, we'll see fun. We're going for fun, competitive.
Yep.
We're
yep.
good.
And then you come back and you go after Winona and then Mankato East and Albert Lea, and you know now you get back into the cycle, and hopefully you can start, you know, putting some more wins back on the board.
Yes, we will.
Because you got to build the confidence back up here a little
yeah.
bit too.
Yeah, that's the design of the schedule. Break them down, build them up.
Do the girls? Do the girls watch film?
Yes,
they
yeah.
do.
We have we have Huddle, so the kids are able to, you know, all be connected to it, and I can see how much time they are viewing it. So I know which players are nonstop watching it, and I know which players haven't opened their iPad once.
Do they know that? Are they aware of that?
I know that, like, it's public info for them, but I don't really say it. Like, I've had girls ask, they're like, can you see if I've watched it? I'm like, yeah, uh-huh. I can.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, you might want to
Put in some time. No. I mean, it's a good learning tool.
Well, I appreciate you stopping in the studio today. Go home, take a nap, and, you know, we'll catch up to you in the upcoming days.
Sounds great.
All right. Coach Paige Haley is live here this morning on the Raider Wrap. We've hopefully going to try to get Mike Lucraft on. And again, another very, very painful loss last night. We'll have that and more coming up on the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1 The One.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group of Northfield, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered the Northfield area for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Bo Hoyam, and their staff, go Raiders.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. I want to tell you about the Hills of Spring Creek. We have beautiful full walkout lots that we can build at your budget. Fully custom two-story and one-level designs. We can do open floor concepts and high ceilings, beautiful windows, wide doors, and curbless entry showers, all with custom-built cabinets, just to name a few.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Hi. I'm Artie Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Just Food Co-op is your locally owned natural food grocer. Sure, we've got locally produced meats, a great selection of fresh produce, and hormone-free dairy products. But did you know we also carry mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, tater tots, and cheese puffs? Minus the MSG and other artificial additives you really don't want your family eating. There's something for everyone's taste buds at the Co-op. Member or not, you're always welcome at Just Food Co-op, 516 Water Street South in downtown Northfield.
Wow, 12 years in business. All the hard work and struggles have led to growth and success. And now, after a dozen years under the belt, it's all smooth sailing from here, right?
Maybe, maybe not.
Looking back, it's the amazing bankers at Merchants Bank that have always been there to lean on. As relationships build, the banker has become a trusted advisor and part of the team. In today's world, things may not always be easy, but Merchants Bank has provided the resource and expertise we've all needed along the way. We've always worked together.
Good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN. Hopefully, I've got on the other line, I'm hoping he was able to pick up. It looks like we've got something going on. Coach Mike Lucraft, hopefully joining us this morning. Mike, how you doing? Are you there? Waiting, waiting, waiting. Well, we're hoping to get Mike on the phone here this afternoon or this morning. And just waiting to see if he is going to pick up. Looks like we will not be having Mike join us this morning. It was a tough loss last night as well. But we'll try to get him on maybe a little bit later here this morning as well. And first, let's maybe catch up with Liz Campbell. And maybe she can give us a little bit of our Raider scoreboard while I try to track down Mike here. This morning. So hold on, let's check it out.
Good morning, everyone. I am your host, Liz Campbell, and this is this week's Raider scoreboard on the Raider Wrap. On Tuesday, January 10th, the Raider boys basketball team defeated Albert Lee 90-84. Leading the way for the Raiders is Soren Richardson with a whopping 40 points and 6 steals, with 30 of his points coming from the first half. Austin Kep had 15 points and 8 rebounds. He also clutched 2 free throws to seal the win. On Thursday, the Raiders faced off against reigning Big Nine champs and state qualifiers Owatonna. However, they lost 88-53. Junior Austin Kep led the team with 15 points and 8 rebounds. They played against Winona on Friday. On Tuesday night, the Northfield girls basketball team lost to Albert Lee 51-58. Ryan Eddy led the team with 14 points. Ani Kwas followed behind with 8. They play against Winona on Friday. On Tuesday, the Raider boys hockey team defeated Owatonna 4-1. Leading the way for the Raiders was Jake Geiger with 2. Cam Kaiser and Andrew Winter both had 1 apiece as well. They played Friday against Rochester Century. On Thursday, the Raider girls hockey team lost to Owatonna 4-5. The game started off hot as the Raiders went up 2-0 in the first third. But Owatonna battled back for the win. Ayla Puppy and Emerson Garley both had 2 goals on the night. The Northfield boys swim and dive team competed in Austin 2 times this week. The first last Saturday for an invite in which they got third. Peyton Truman won the breaststroke. Then on Thursday, they defeated Austin in a dual meet. This makes them 6-0 on the season so far. They have an opportunity to qualify for team state meet later on today. Northfield Alpine had a meet this past Friday at Welch. Highlights from the meet include the JV girls winning the meet. Northfield Gymnastics had a home meet Friday, and the Northfield Wrestling team has an away meet in Lakeville later today. This is one of the biggest competitions in the state. This is also a matchup between the number one ranked team, Lakeville North, and the number two ranked team, Northfield, to match up. That is all for Raider Sports today. Thanks for tuning in. And again, this is Liz Campbell with the Raider Scoreboard on KYMN 95.1 The One. Keep tuning in for more sports.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. It's time to get outdoors. Ice fishing, skiing, snowmobiling, but this year, end the foggy glasses and dried out contacts. Give yourself the gift of LASIK. At Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, all laser, all wavefront LASIK, all the time.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Fall is a great time to get that landscaping project, home remodel, or repair done, and with interest rates still low, you can do it all with a home loan from Hometown Credit Union. Hometown Credit Union offers a variety of home loan options for refinancing, renovating, new construction, and purchasing your first home or forever home. Whatever your home loan needs are, Hometown Credit Union can make them happen with rates and terms to fit. Learn more and apply online at hometowncu.coop. Equal housing lender. From the team at Hometown Credit Union, go Raiders!
At the Dundas Dome, they believe that in the dead of winter, when it's 30 below zero, kids and adults should be able to play inside, be physical, and burn off their extra energy while having a fun time. Now, their vision has come to life as a giant dome. So next time you need an environmentally controlled space, consider the Dundas Dome. They also have plenty of room to host your graduation party, wedding, church event, or business outing. Call 507-366-3663 or check out DundasDome.com.
The Graphic Mailbox in the River Park Mall. With all of your mailing and printing needs, we can pack it up, ship it out, and get it down the road. Fabricate a sign or a banner. We work hard to know our products. We can find the books for you and set you up with everything you need. The Graphic Mailbox in the River Park Mall, offering solutions for you.
Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.11 and AM 1080. Don't forget, we will be able to stream. Or you'll be able to listen back if you missed any of the interview with Paige Haley so far. We haven't had a chance to get Coach Mike Lucraft on the phone just yet. We've got some technical difficulties going on with that, but we certainly will try to do something and maybe get a couple of minutes with him here yet today. But increasing clouds today, a high of 33 for tonight, mostly cloudy, cooling off to around 29, so pretty stable, pretty steady day all day today. And the winds are going to pick up between 15 to 30 miles an hour, with gusts over 30 miles an hour for this evening. And for tomorrow, Vikings football, Sunday. It looks like sunny skies and a high of 37. For Sunday night, a 40% chance of some rain, cooling off to only around 32. And then for Monday, Martin Luther King Day, rain, high of 37, 90% chance of rain with a quarter to a half an inch possible. So it's going to be a wet one on Monday. Monday night, that rain all starts to turn to snow, likely after midnight. Chance of rain or snow, freezing rain between midnight and 2 a.m., and then snow after that, cloudy, cooling off to around 31. The winds will be pretty light out of the northeast. 70% chance of precipitation, but no accumulation is actually expected for Monday night. For Tuesday, 30% chance of some snow, mainly before the noontime hour, and then it's going to warm up again around 33. So hopefully we don't have what we had last week in that nasty, nasty ice storm that sent so many people scrambling and into the ditch. That was just horrific. It was just a terrible, terrible day for the most part in the early hours on last week when we had the icy, icy rain. So we're going to try to get Mike Lucraft on the phone again here in a couple of minutes. But first, let's check in with Liz Campbell and Evan Lowe. They'll interview the Boys Weightlifting Club. You're listening to the Raider Rap right here on KYMN.
Hello and good morning. I'm your host, Liz Campbell, here today with Boys Weightlifting athletes Tegan Melgren, Toby Graw, and Caleb Graw. I'm also here today with my co-host, Evan Lowe.
Hello, KYMN fans. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you, boys, for coming in today.
Absolutely.
So let's start it off. You guys are an array of different grades. What has been the highlight of the year so far?
Definitely our first meet in Cannon Falls. Me and Caleb both got on the podium, which was really nice, and we had a bunch of lifters finish in the top three, and it was just an overall great meet.
Yeah, going off of what Tegan said, we had quite a few new lifters lifting at that meet, so it was pretty cool to see some new lifters get out into the meet setting and see what it's like.
Following Caleb, we've got a brand new coach this year, and so the entire team is brand new, and just getting into that with that meet and having as many people podium as we did was really fantastic to see.
And what activities are you guys involved in besides weightlifting?
I'm in baseball. I pretty much do that year-round. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I'm in baseball, and I like to hunt and fish.
I also like to hunt and fish, and I'm track and field and weightlifting as well.
And so looking ahead into this upcoming year, this new year, is there anything just in the school year or just within weightlifting that you guys are excited for?
Oh, definitely this meet we have coming up tomorrow. It's just going to be a fantastic meet. Bunch of lifters, bunch of brand new lifters that are going to it's just going to be a fantastic experience for everyone involved. And I'm definitely excited for this upcoming baseball season.
I am not able to lift at the meet at Lakeville South because I sprained my wrist, but I'm looking forward to state and our home meet at the start of February.
Hopefully a speedy recovery, Caleb.
Being my senior year, I'm excited for everything that graduation entails and all the festivities with spring, as well as looking forward to track and field already.
And you mentioned you were a senior. Do you have any post-high school plans yet?
I'm going off to college somewhere. I'm not entirely sure yet. I'm divided between two different schools. So,
Toby, do you have any ideas if you want to pursue a sport in college?
I don't think I will pursue a varsity sport, but I might join club sports, and I'll definitely continue to lift on my own time because I enjoy being active.
Yeah, for sure, Toby. And then looking at this current season, how would you guys say the season has gone so far?
Great, you know, obviously a bunch of new lifters, as we said, but everyone's really improving. I know myself, I've improved a lot. I know everyone here has improved a lot on their form and just overall weights in general. So just can't wait for the following meets to come.
Yeah, Tegan pretty much summed it up. We do have a new coach this year, and so that's been fun to get some more form work in. Last year, we didn't do a whole lot of technique work, and lifting is a bunch of technique and a little bit of strength, so it's been really fun to be able to get some more technique work in.
And do you guys have any personal goals for this season?
Oh, definitely qualifying for state. It would be a really big achievement for me. I'm getting really close to qualifying, and who knows, I might go off to nationals.
As for me, I'd like to qualify for state, but on top of that, I'd like to take first. I qualified and took third last year, so I'd just like to compete a little bit better than the year before is kind of always my goal.
Yeah, some better competition this year, so first in state would be sweet, and then there's a couple that I would like to hit as well.
So you guys are looking to go to the postseason, do well at the postseason. Is there anything after state, or is that like the goal, like the big thing to get to?
It's really the big main thing, because qualifying for nationals, like, it's pretty easy, easier than state. And so definitely nationals would be a big part of that. I know a bunch of lifters went last year, but we'll see how this year goes.
For sure, Tegan. And then I just have a question about weightlifting. Are you guys, like, is it a pretty individual sport, or how does the team aspect of weightlifting work?
I mean, you lift with your team, and that's where the fun comes in, but when it comes down to it, it's mainly individual. You can, like, there's team state and there's individual state, so you can win as a team, and you can win as an individual. So I would argue it's more individual, but maybe some people would think it's more of a team sport.
The problem is they took an individual sport, weightlifting, and tried to turn it team so that it could be competed at the high school level with ease. But the way that they converted it is you get a certain number of points if you podium. And so if you just have more people on your team, you're going to have more people on the podium, and thus you're going to win. And so there's a dominant school in the state, and they win every year because they've just got like four times the amount of lifters as everybody else.
Going off what Toby said, in my opinion, I think it's more of a team sport. There's also the individual side of it. But having that team environment where everyone's cheering you on and there's no like competition within each other, that's just a really big aspect of it. And cheering each other on, that's how you lift big weights. So you really need that in the sport of weightlifting.
And just for the people who don't really know, like, weightlifting isn't a super well-known sport. Kind of how does weightlifting work, and like, how do you use like the scoring and everything? Like, what do you do at a meet?
So you get, there's two lifts, the snatch and clean and jerk, and you get three attempts at those lifts. So there's your opener, then your second attempt, and then your third attempt. If you hit those lifts, you hit them. And then the points for state, I'll let one of these guys explain it.
So I believe for state, so if you, the podium is top three. If you place first in your weight class, you get 6 points for your team. If you place second, I believe it's four. And if you place third in your weight class, it's two, I want to say. Three? Maybe three. Either way, that's where when you have, like, there's a total of at least 30 weight classes. And so when you have all those weight classes, the bigger the school, the better chance you are at winning, just because you have a widespread of people in different weight classes.
And Caleb, you talked about there being a team state. Is that something that Northfield is looking to go to, or is that... are you guys more focused on the individual side?
So there's actually only one event. Like, state is like one meet. It's just you're competing only, you can only qualify individually. And then once you qualify individually, you're lifting for the team of Northfield at state. So the team itself doesn't really qualify for state. It's the individuals. And then they combine their scores at state to place as a team.
Yeah. So I'm going to go back to last year. The varsity team got second in state just behind Lakeville South, and we weren't really close to them because we just didn't have the numbers. And then there's JV and varsity teams. And then the JV team last year placed third. And so with a bunch of new JV lifters coming up to varsity this year, we'll have a really good chance on beating Lakeville South.
And I'm guessing Lakeville South was the powerhouse school that you guys were talking about, right? So that's exciting. You guys are in the running for a championship, state championship this year.
And is your team bigger this year than it was last year?
Oh, yeah. We've got, I want to say, 20 more lifters than we did last year. And so hopefully we can get some of those people into state and help us beat out Lakeville South with the numbers.
Yeah, Tegan, what would you say would be the biggest challenge facing you guys as a team to get that win over Lakeville South?
Definitely the numbers aspect. They have a really, really big team, and they've just always been dominant over the years, but they had some seniors last year that graduated, and maybe that'll bring them down a little bit. That'll give us a better chance to beat them out.
And then you guys talked that you guys are focusing more on technique in practices. So is that something that the new coach kind of brought in, or is that something that's kind of incorporated into the training plan?
Yeah, so this year we got a new coach because our last year's coach was let go. And last year the mentality was you can do whatever you want, and it was more of the workouts were recommendations. But this year this coach has really stepped into his role as coach and as leader of the team. And so there's no negotiating what we're doing at practice anymore. And so we're doing a lot of repetitions at our given weight. And it's just been really intense, but definitely a lot better for us as a team.
And do you think the new coach kind of led into having more people on the team this year, or do you think that kind of just happened on its own?
I think it happened on its own, but I think with the new coach, we're going to get more people, and I think he'll do a better job of advertising the team to others.
Yeah, we had him like do like the trunk or treat stuff. And it was just like a really big advertisement. We brought one of the squat racks out into the parking lot and encouraged people to join weightlifting. And so that was a really cool experience.
Yeah, thank you for that, Tegan. And if you guys are just joining us, we have the Raider Boys weightlifting team in the studio with us today. Tegan Melgren, Caleb Graw, and Toby Graw. And so you talked about a lot of JV kids stepping up into bigger roles and a lot of new kids too, trying to get that depth so that you guys can take on powerhouses like Lakeville. Are there any specific underclassmen that you've really seen make a big improvement this past year?
My brother, Caleb Graw, not to toot his horn any, but he's a really incredible lifter, and he is a sophomore this year. Along with that, we've got Logan Prescott, unbelievable talent for a first-year lifter. He's fantastic. I mean, I could just go on and name names, but our sophomore boys especially, I'd say, are really something, and definitely something for Lakeville South to be watching out for.
Yeah, I'd also add Aki Gupta and Max Deschamp. Aki and Logan Prescott, who Toby touched on earlier, are new this year, and they've been putting up some big weight in the gym. And Max has been on the team. This is his second year, and he's also putting up some impressive weights, so we definitely have some talent coming up that should be exciting to see in the next year or two.
And you guys have mentioned there have been a lot of new lifters this year. When did you guys get into weightlifting, and why did you join?
So I joined my eighth grade year, which was, this is my fourth season on the team, and I just was in the gym one summer and liked the coach that was doing it, and asked if there was like any more programs that I could do for weightlifting, and she said yeah. And so then I got on the team, and from there it's just been a really fun experience.
Yeah, this is my second year on the team. I joined when I was in ninth grade, and yeah, it's been fun. I joined mainly to increase my talent at baseball, but after I joined I realized that it's a pretty dang fun sport, so I stuck with it, and yeah, it's sweet.
Caleb, would you say that your brother Toby had any influence over you joining?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I actually did, now that you mentioned that. Didn't really think about that. But yeah, no, Toby was on the team, I want to say 2 years before I joined, 1 or 2 years. And so, yeah, he definitely, you know, if he wasn't on the team, I probably wouldn't even have known of the team. So, yeah.
This is my fourth year on the team. I joined my freshman year. I'm not entirely sure why I joined. I just wanted to be stronger, I guess. I didn't even know really what the sport is, so I figured that out once I was already in the team. I was just looking to get stronger as a freshman guy.
Toby, would you say that you're kind of looking at your other sports, been throwing in track, which you really excel at. Was that like going into the gym part of your training for that?
I'd never actually done any sports except for tennis in sixth grade. So weightlifting was really actually the way I blossomed into sports rather than compliments for sports. I'd say it's really great at doing both things, but I was joining weightlifting just to get stronger because I thought that would be a cool thing to do as a freshman. And then from there, I learned how fun sports were, joined track that spring, and then learned how fun throwing was too. So
I'm going to top off of what Caleb said. The main reason that I joined was for baseball too, just to get better and get stronger. Yeah, and it's just overall made my sport, my main sport, just a lot better.
And how do you guys get into the right mental headspace before a lift and like before a meet? Like, do you guys do it individually? Do you do anything as a team?
We do some stuff before a meet as a team. Today we just did bar work. No one talked. It's just completely silence in there. And then like going up before a lift, I'm mainly just like, I have my earbuds in, mainly just like memorizing the song that I'm listening to and then like kind of just jamming out to that while I'm walking up to the platform. And that's just how I get in mental state. And then just also getting like a little mad at yourself if like you do something bad or something, that also like gives you that extra energy to go hit something higher.
Yeah, so the nerves for me start kicking in when I wake up that morning. And so when I get to the gym that we will be lifting at that day, generally I like to walk a lot and just listen to music when I'm walking. And then right before I lift, I'm a man of faith, so I like to pray and just pray that I'll give all the glory to God.
Going off of what Caleb said, the nerves start kicking in like the night before or the day before. I mean, it's kind of a big deal because we only have three competitions in a season and you're throwing more than you weigh over your head. So definitely a nerve-wracking experience for me. And I've found to be really helpful is to picture myself hitting the lift even the day before the meet. I'm already kind of mentally turning in my head what it's going to look like and feel like. And then also kind of going off what my brother said, worship music is really helpful for me because it's pretty calming. And I don't work well under beating myself up and getting angry at myself. It's more for being as calm as possible and trusting in the glory.
Thank you guys for that insight. And then looking more into practices, is there anything that you guys do to make it fun, or would you say the fun comes from lifting?
In my opinion, the fun comes from lifting because I kind of base my attitude on how practice went that day, which isn't really a good thing, but oh well. Yeah, the fun just comes from the lifting part. Obviously, you have those moments where the whole team's kind of goofing around and having fun, especially like after practices or before practices. Those are really fun, but yeah.
Yeah, I'd say the fun, I mean, when you hit PR or you hit a new lift, that really gets you excited, and then goofing off with the team is always fun. We've always got music going on in the background, and mainly it's a pretty, I mean, you get pretty happy in there. Every once in a while you get an off day, and that stinks, but yeah, I'd say when you lift, you have fun.
Yeah, I would agree with that. There is a lot of it that comes from our team. There's some real great chemistry in there, and there's plenty of time for goofing off. It's just really important that you don't cross the line as to when it's okay to goof off and when it's time to work, because coach will be making you do burpees.
And so you guys talked about your upcoming meet in Lakeville. What are you guys looking forward with that?
Hopefully qualifying for state for me. I'm getting there. I'm pretty close. Just hitting big numbers. Hopefully it's some really high PRs, which will be really nice.
And Tegan, you said qualifying for state at Lakeville. Is qualifying for state like something you can do at any time?
It just has to be in like a meet setting. You can't just like hit those numbers in practice and expect to go to state. You need to hit them at a meet so then you can get the official's approval on that lift. And then, yeah, you're qualified for state.
Yeah, so since I will not be lifting tomorrow, I'm still going and helping out with the team and getting kids prepared, especially those who haven't lifted at a meet before. But it's going to be a pretty dang big meet. I've never been to a meet this big. And so watching some extremely high talent, you know, you got some lifters in there that are putting over 300 some pounds over their head. And so that's pretty fun to watch. And you can learn a lot from those kids.
For me, my first goal is to make weight because weightlifting is a sport of weight classes, and if you don't weigh under what you're supposed to weigh, you don't get to compete in your weight class. And I'm currently over, so I've got about 12 hours to figure out how to deal with that. But after I make weight, my goal is to survive, because it's going to be a massive meet, and that just makes it for a very long day. And once you start giving maximum effort in your lifts, it can be really draining on you. So if I do those two things, I'll be a happy camper.
Well, best of luck tomorrow and on the rest of your season.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming in today, and thank you KYMN fans for listening. If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. This is Meet the Raider on the Raider Wrap. Tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1.
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular-sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing, along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Heritage Bank is a locally owned bank that cares about the communities they serve. They pride themselves on being a bank you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their professional mortgage and real estate specialists will help guide you through every step of the home buying process. They are honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield for 2 years in a row. At Heritage Bank, they truly believe successful business comes from successful customers and a successful community. Stop by Heritage Bank in Northfield to see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can be helpful for you.
Northfield Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Our experienced and diverse team can handle projects from the smallest home remodel to a large-scale commercial project. Whatever your construction need, Northfield Construction will deliver. Call us today about your next project, 507-645-8975.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN. Welcome. We've had some technical difficulties this morning. I was trying to get Coach Lucraft on the phone, but unfortunately, the electronic device that we are using is smarter than I guess I am. So, needless to say, we were not able to get Mike on, but we are hopefully able to get A.J. Reister on. A.J., are you there?
I'm here, Jim.
Oh, you are there. There, hey, it's magic. Wow, coming off of a disappointing Friday the 13th loss last night. The Raiders, of course, losing that one in overtime last night, in 12-second overtime to lose that one last night. That was a bummer.
Yeah, that was a bummer. I mean, it was a fun game to watch all the way up to that point. It was really exciting. The Raiders were able to come back and tie things up, but Rochester Century was able to force an overtime, and unfortunately, 12 seconds into the overtime period, they were able to take the win.
So today we're talking a little bit. We just got a couple of minutes left here on the program today, so we are talking about the swim and dive team, and you just happen to be back on break from the University of Iowa down there at Iowa Hawkeyes, and you've been helping out a little bit along the way, but today you're talking about a section 1A true team title. That's what they're shooting for. Tell me a little bit more about what the difference is here about this section true team title.
Yeah, so true team is when it's almost an extended varsity. It's where everyone on the team that races scores points for their team. Last year we smoked the section tournament or the section meet. So we were able to go to the True Team State meet up at the University of Minnesota, and I'm sure that's their goal here today. They've had an incredible season so far. They're undefeated in dual meets, so I'm sure they're ready to go this morning to go chase down at a True Team section meet.
Where are they swimming at today?
Right here at the Northfield Middle School. So if you've got time, you can go over to the middle school at noon and watch the boys swim and dive team compete for another True Team section title.
Yeah. So now in this one, everybody on the team swims. Is that correct?
Not everybody on the team, but it's an extended varsity. So the top JV guys get a chance to swim against some very good swimmers around the section. But the big difference is that everybody in the lineup scores. So even if you don't place in the top eight, you still score points for the team.
So the more people you put in the pool, the better off it is, correct or not?
That is correct. There is a limit of entrance you can have in each event, but the deeper your roster is overall, the better chance you have at scoring high points. And that's really what True Team is meant to do, is to showcase the teams that have such a deep roster and show off those top JV guys when maybe in places that they can't always show off.
Awesome. Do you have you done any swimming since you got out of school?
I've done one. I was able to get out of the pool once, but I'm ashamed to say I've been able to do it a lot more. I really enjoyed my time on the swim and dive team. I wish I would find more time to get down to the pool, but so far I've only gone down there once.
So what are you just there to kind of give a little moral support today, or you going to coach them up? What do you do? What do you got going on there?
I don't know how much coaching I could do. A lot of those guys are a lot better swimmers than I am. They swim year-round. When I was on the swim team, I only swam in the winter, but I'll be down there more as a moral support. I haven't gotten to see him a whole lot over winter break, so I'm more there for moral support.
Nice. All right. Well, starts at noon, right?
Yep. Starts at noon at the Northfield Middle School.
All right. Thanks for the update. That is, of course, A.J. Reister, a former swimmer in cross country, and, of course, KYMN employee, and we want to thank him for joining us this morning and give us a little bit of a insight of what's happening. And coming up this week on KYMN, boys basketball versus Rochester Male, that will be coming up, I do believe, on the 17th. And then on the 20th, it'll be girls basketball versus Faribault. And then we will have boys hockey versus Winona live on KYMN, followed by girls hockey versus Mankato East. That's coming up on the 24th. And then on the 26th, it'll be girls hockey against Albert Lee. So you can tune in for those matches right here on 95.1 to 1 KYMN. And also streaming live. Yes, we stream live on northfieldlive.com. If you haven't had a chance to tune in and check that out, you should do that, because that's kind of been some fun, and that's in full color. And we collaborate together with KYMN and broadcast the games, simulcast them, not only on northfieldlive.com, but on KYMN. So it's a lot of fun, and a lot of people can tune in and actually see the entire game unfold right in front of them. So check us out on northfieldlive.com, and always be tuned in right here to AM 1080 or 95.1, the one, KYMN. It's been a pleasure. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu. And we'll catch you next time. Tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thank our guests here this morning, Paige Haley. Unfortunately, I couldn't get to Mike Lucraft, A.J. Reister, Toby and Caleb Graw, and Tegan Melgren, along with Liz Campbell, Evan Lowe, all on this morning's program. Tune in again. Check us out on KYMNradio.net for all the fun and excitement in Raider country. Have a good day, everyone. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu. We'll see you next week.
95.1, The One. More music, better variety.
The One.